This is Area 54.
Thank you. sleeping with the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. The flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
Dancing in a polka dot tub. Who's tuning in? That was Cigarettes After Sex. Those guys are on tour right now. Tejano Blue is the name of the song. So we
new album's coming out next month. Guess where they're playing, Tim? In Portland.
I would guess a really small venue, and you told me.
Yeah, like the Doug Fir.
That's what I would think. That would be, you know, Doug Fir would be a huge venue for them.
They're
playing the Moda Center, aren't they?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Oh, you guessed it right. How did you know that?
Because you told me at the break. I just pretended like I knew. That's amazing though. Moda Center. That's how big they've gotten. We broke them.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we broke them.
Probably not. Band is called I Monster. We played before that. Daydream in Blue. It's off the album Trip Hop Vibes. And one from album Protection from Massive Attack. Song's called Three. Good classic song.
Mm-hmm. Great album.
I listened to that whole album from beginning to end the other day.
That's funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just enjoyed
actually
it.
I was actually listening to Blue Lines beginning to end.
That's another
the album before
to.
Protection.
And that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
The other album I listened to from beginning to end that I don't think I do again is Mazzy Star. It's too. Just got a couple great songs, and then the rest of it, I just want to go find a sharp object and slip my wrists.
Really, it's that bad. Huh?
That wasn't great. She's got some great songs though, but they have some great songs, but I won't do that again. Massive Attack though, that's on the other hand, I'll listen to that from beginning to end. Poolside before that did a song called We Could Be Falling in Love. Then we had Jan Blomqvist play a song called Maybe Not. It's off the album Disconnected, and start off the whole set with Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. You told me on the break that these guys are not from Great Britain. They're from the States.
Yeah, L.A.
Where are they from in the States?
Huh?
Where are they from?
L.A.
That just blows my mind.
I actually saw him at Doug Fir years ago after his first album. I don't know why I assumed that he was English. Just I guess it was just a sound. It just seemed like it was just not at the time there was much electronic stuff coming out of Los Angeles. Now
yeah,
there is. You know,
really
you got Poolside,
sound.
You got Roosevelt, Gold Room. I mean, his sound is different. The interesting thing about this is that the album came out a while ago. It was called When the Lights Go. And then they came out with the deluxe version, which is basically a double album, and it's all these other tracks that he probably didn't put on the original album. This song, The Distance, is only on this deluxe version, which I guess would be considered a B-side, which I think is actually the best song on the album. So
okay.
if you want this song,
get the deluxe version.
Get the deluxe version.
When the deluxe goes,
but it's kind of blown away. Usually it's like, oh, you know, it's filler material. Okay, it's B-sides and one-offs that they put on it or remixes. These are all different songs, new songs. And this is I just think it's a killer song. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's
kudos to Teed.
Get the deluxe version. All right, we're going to get you out of here with some music. What are we going to play? And then we're out of here.
Some more Ralph Myers. We got some Miami Horror, some Fakir, some Deadmau5. Wow, we're going to go to play some Canadian music, eh?
Well, he's featuring Foster the People, not on vocals, and so not Tame Impala. So we thought we'd play some. So this Ralph Myers album is called Outrun, Music for Late Night Riders. It's a pretty interesting album.
Sounds kind of hip hop ish.
This is the only vocal track on that. It's Norwegian hippity hop. Actually, this album is pretty dark and mostly instrumental and really ambient dark, is what I would call it. It's not, but this song is probably the most upbeat of it. So check it out. All right, we're out of here though.
We'll see you guys later.
Night, everybody.